WHAM's 15th anniversary benefit includes a special one-night-only site-specific performance of fragments of Outside, written and directed by WHAM's new artistic director, Janae Carino. Featuring local Berkshire performers and designers, it takes place on Sunday, August 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at The Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts. The special showcase takes place all around the grounds at The Mount and includes devised performances and installations and a special cocktail reception and silent auction on the terrace. Following the performance, the community will gather together for a terrace celebration to toast WHAM's foundation as they leap into their next decade, inspired by renewed creative vision, leadership, and adventure. It is a great pleasure to welcome Janae Carino to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for highlighting us today.
So give me a little bit of your backstory. How did you come to WHAM?
Well, I'm from upstate New York originally. I grew up in Mechanicville, New York, and kind of hopped around between Saratoga and Albany. And I have always been an advocate for women and girls. I'm an arts manager, and I'm a theater director that centers work made by women. And so I really like to talk about the intimacies of that experience and how that intersects with our environment and the conditions that we're brought up as women and girls in this contemporary moment of time. And so it was just a natural fit to join WHAM and to continue the founder's mission as she stepped down.
That's right. And of course, Kristen Van Genhoven is a member of our panel and a longtime guest. What has it been like for you these last several weeks to take over those reins?
It's been amazing. I feel like all of my parts are coming together. As a professional, I was working in maternal health during the day at Every Mother Counts and rehearsing at night. And especially in the last 2 months as I've been rehearsing this, just to have the support as an artist and as a female artist that WHAM provides me to make fragments of Outside happen has just been a real joy and a gift. And there's lots of challenges and opportunities. And I just hope as we think forward, we're just keep strengthening our mission, strengthening our impact. And I see a lot of opportunity for that right now.
When did tell us a little bit about Fragments of Outside, of how that came about?
Yeah, so I started having a series of daydreams over 2 years ago. I saw a woman walking out in the snow, kind of in the country, and she uncovered flowers. And that was really intriguing to me as we're thinking about this moment of time where we're having stronger weather patterns, unpredictable weather patterns, shortened and extended seasons. And I just kept asking myself the question, where is she going? What are the conditions of her life that are making her get out in the middle of the night and uncover those flowers? And so I was really interested in talking about climate in a poetic way, talking about stories of people departing their homes, either because of out of necessity, whether that's a family member leaving, and the daughters in this piece are mythologizing the father's absence because he has to leave paradise. The girls then later have, as they're grown up, they have to leave paradise because of a fire. So I had been watching a lot of documentaries on Paradise, California, which had a really severe fire a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And actually just recently also had a fire. And it was the devastation and the different stories and testimonies of what it means to have to leave, people's different reactions to that, and then knowing that they have to come back and take the fragments of what's left behind and make something of a life from those things. And I think we can all look back on our lives on various planes and imagine times that we've had to make something out of what's left.
This is a daydream, not a dream while you're asleep, but during the day.
During the day, yeah.
And I don't know, I find that interesting.
I don't know.
Do you find it? Because often I think of sometimes the dreams that we remember from night are, they're disjointed, but they're also, we have gotten into a habit of trying to dissect them, where a daydream may be a little more straightforward.
Yeah, I think because my work isn't scripted from the beginning as a devised theater maker, I've learned or trained my brain to kind of move into this oneric state, this daydream state, and have images and
you said
oneric.
Oneric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Onerism. So
yes,
daydream.
Okay. No. Oneric.
That the way into projects often for me is I catch of you know a dialogue or a line of text that someone else is saying in real life or that I just hear that pops into my mind or I see something imagistically and I if it keeps coming back to me I know that that's a path that I should be walking with the character or the world that I want to build.
Given that dreams could often be abstract and open to interpretation, did you want that to be the case here?
Always. I want to create a lexicon of symbols and gestures through building the movement of every piece that I make. And I hope the characters are written in a way that we insert ourselves into that equation so that the conditions of the characters are open enough and have enough are porous enough for us to see ourselves and start having a dreamlike relation to it where we start interpreting the symbols that are being brought up on stage or in this case on the grounds as you're interacting with the installations and the characters and
right.
the world.
So and everyone will interpret it different probably.
Yes, I've gotten really good at being okay with that as
okay.
a theater maker.
So talk about that because
yeah.
it does seem you have an idea of what you want to accomplish.
Yes.
But then if somebody comes up to you and says, oh, look, that means there's a cat in trouble. And you're like, no, it doesn't. But that's okay.
Yeah, I think my goal as the director is guiding people to what they see and as much as I can, how I want them to see it and interpret it. But these are symbols that can be interpreted in many ways. So I think choosing what symbols you do put in front of an audience, you have to be sure that there is kind of a dictionary of ways those things can be interpreted. Does it fall within the spectrum that you want it to fall? Are you comfortable with it being, it could be time that we're talking about. It could be relationship. You know, there's a lot of different ways. But I try to hone in on the types of objects, the types of gestures, the types of dialogue, so that I'm at least pointing to the right way. But I really hope that I'm just training audiences to see all of those things in a directed way.
Gestures, dialogue, objects, those are all symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yes.
are all the symbols
all,
that you refer
all modes
to.
Of communication,
yes.
essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about symbols, it is a symbol of something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, for instance, we have boom boxes and we have cassette tapes. So those are
my childhood.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's displaced time. But they move throughout the piece. And there's a type of choreography that goes along with that type of object. That could mean a recording of something that's happened in the past. The sound of it rewinding is moving back into time. It is also propelling us forward. It is also the soundscape of the life, and it has its own kind of the composition that's on the tapes itself. Flipping on the other side is a different type of a shift. So people are going to interpret that object and all the gestures and sounds that come along with that in their own way. But it will place us in the right world.
How have you made the grounds of the mount such a part of it and using
yeah.
that space to its fullest?
Yeah, well, it's very fascinating. I in my original kind of brainstorming of visual inspiration, I had a lot of imagery of Andrew Wyeth and Kiki Smith. And so the landscape of the mount almost found its way to the project in a really kismet kind of a way. And what we're doing on the mount is there's the lawn, there's the stable, and there's the dell. And along the upon entrance, you'll meet a character. And you'll also have time to float between three fragments that are defined by the characters. So you get to learn something about the people that you'll be traveling with. And then the show starts and you'll see more three formal sets and three formal sound designs and scenes that feel more traditional to us. And the audience helps us move, or the characters help us move from one location to the other, supported by audience guides.
When it comes to the artists, I was struck by both Andrew Wyeth and Kiki Smith. They're different,
mm-hmm.
and yet there is a similarity, especially
yep.
in Kiki Smith's painting and work,
yep.
Separate from the sculpture. But so give us a sense of how those two come to be within the work.
Yeah, I think I look at those images and I look at the composition of them. I look at there are a lot of dogs. We have a wolf puppet in the play that appears and disappears. There are birds. So we have various symbols of birds throughout the play. They're embodied by puppets. There's some more abstracted, atmospheric bird-like puppets at the beginning. And the soothsayers, who are the older versions of June and Catherine, who are sisters and the main characters of the play, they have physical puppets. And then when you get to the Dell, I won't say what happens, but there's an inversion of birds that are very similar to some installations that Kiki Smith has. So they show up in that way. And I think what's really fascinating about Andrew Wyeth is it's placed in a liminal space. So it can happen. It feels like it's happening now. It feels like it's happening in the past. And it's catching the subjects of those images in a moment of suspense. We don't quite know the past and we don't quite know the future, but they seem to be sure of it when you look at the subject themselves.
There is.
Kiki Smith is about, a lot of times there are images of girlhood and transformation. And so I see that in the gestures, like in sculpture specifically, girl stepping over wolf, girls laying down next to wolf.
Right.
There's a kind of sequence of transformation that you see. So I'm in those two worlds. We're in the liminal and we're in the transformation, and I'm trying to show the audience there are these slight changes that are happening that we're all a part of, and we're all questioning what's to come.
I mean, Kiki Smith's work is fascinating because of that relationship of women with animals.
Yes.
So you get to explore that.
Yeah.
Who designed the wolf puppet?
David Lane.
Oh,
I
nice.
Feel very, very lucky to work with him. I have the most incredible design team who are just blowing my mind and truly could not have made this magic happen in this way.
Is this, and I apologize if this was, if I should know this, but is this presentation in a linear fashion that we all sort of follow it from beginning to end, or do we dip in and dip out?
So technically the audience is walking in a straight line, but we do go from paradise through a liminal space of the stable back to a version of paradise after destruction.
Okay.
So we are moving almost in a circle because we're doing a return, but we're doing it on a straight path. And in terms of the story structure itself, you're going to see people, you're going to see soothsayers who are the older versions, like I said, of June and Catherine, and they'll be able to see the younger versions of themselves. So we're moving back and forth in time in the narrative structure.
A wonderful way to celebrate a 15th anniversary and to look to the future.
Absolutely.
Well, the benefit includes a one-night-only performance of Fragments of Outside, written and directed by WAM's new artistic director, Janae Carino. And you can find out more by going to whamtheater.com, whamtheater.com. That's WAM. Janae, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.